RTH here, and I listen to The Fun Show, where OMG puts the FU in fun every Wednesday night on Cacti Radio.
The Fun Show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay! It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
It's the fun show. I didn't mean to do that. It's the fun show with OMG. It's Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Central. And tonight I've got something very, very interesting going on that I just can't wait to tell you about. But let's get Gunner on the phone. Gunner!
Should I turn my fan off?
If you want.
Winning!
Gunner, you're on the air, live, Cacti Radio.
Oh, really?
Yay!
Holy shit.
Hey,
how's it going?
I've got something really, really cool going on tonight.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, first of all, I just want to say to everyone, I just put the 223 Fun Show up, and if you want to download it, you go to cactiradio.com. Yes, February 23rd. Go to cactiradio.com/funshow, I think. Yeah, slash fun show. So, guess what I got?
I got
a tip tonight. I got Charlie Sheen's phone number.
You did? Really?
Yes, and...
call it.
Wait. First of all, I don't know if it's legit or not, because I didn't test it myself. But Judas said that Charlie Sheen put this phone number out in some sort of video somewhere.
Judas is trustworthy, dude. He used to drop numbers.
Well, he is. He is. I believe him. But what I'm saying is, I don't know if by now, maybe he decided to abandon the phone number. Maybe he just had, like, a prepaid phone. Holy shit, what happened?
Sorry.
Maybe he just had a prepaid phone for 24 hours. I don't know. But I texted him, and I'm going to read the text right now. The likelihood of him actually calling is probably about 0.01%. But if he does call, that would be awesome. I wrote, Rappy wrote a song about you. I don't know if this goes to him or to somebody else or if he's sleeping. I don't know. I'm not really expecting him to call. I put, Rappy wrote a song about you. Search on YouTube, Rappy McRapperson, Charlie Sheen song. You can call back at 484-240-4050 if you want to talk about it on my radio show. So, I wonder if he's going to call.
Let's call him. Let's be crazy and wild. Let's call him.
You want to call him?
Let's go crazy.
Okay, for anybody that doesn't know what's going on, Rappy McRapperson wrote a song about Charlie Sheen, and it's called Charlie Sheen is on the dream. Charlie Sheen is on the scene.
The motherfucking scene.
The motherfucking scene. He fucking ate the sun and didn't get a tan.
Yeah.
Also, guys, we are currently in Tiny Chat, tinychat.com/phonelosers. So, go for that if you want. First thing I'm going to do is call Rappy, actually. I really want Rappy in on this. I don't know if he's going to answer, though. He goes to church a lot.
Charlie Sheen is on the motherfucking scene. Bitches.
Charlie Sheen.
He is getting a lot of anal sex. I can tell that porn star lady. And I gotta say, like, I got some respect for him, you know?
You should tell him that if we get a hold of him.
Just like some, you know, like a...
Hello, and thanks for calling the Grapperson Music Services. We're all away from the desks right now. Feel free to leave a name, number, brief time to reach you. That's going to be awesome. We're going to be getting back to you as soon as possible. Have a wonderful day.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait.
Thanks. Hey, Reppy, I just wanted to let you know I got something that is supposed to be a phone number that goes to Charlie Sheen. So I texted him and I told him about your song, and I asked him to call into the show. So if you want to call in and wait for Charlie Sheen to see if he shows up on the scene, please do, 484-240-4050. Bye. Okay. So let's call this phone number.
Do it.
Gunner, don't... Let's not harass him, though. I'm not going to harass him if he doesn't answer.
If he says winning, like, I'm just going to blow my load all over this fucking Skype chat.
Awesome. Charlie Sheen.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time.
Aww.
Please try your call again later.
Obviously. That's what I would do, you know, if I was Charlie Sheen. I'd be like, fuck this. You know? So yeah. Tiny chat. And I'm gonna try to pay attention to IRC. Let me check it real quick to see if anybody, nobody is talking in IRC. Tiny chat is all the rage right now.
So, Brad's online.
Yeah, I see Brad. Brad missed part of my show. He always misses at least part of my show. It's like a tradition.
Brad just doesn't care anymore, you know?
Yeah, I think he's gonna shut my whole fucking show down tonight.
He's just such a mean guy, you know?
Yeah. He asked me if I was still doing a show, like, 10 minutes before, or 30 minutes before the show. I think he's secretly hoping that I won't do it. He's flipping me off in tiny chat. I love you, Brad. I love you, Brad. I'll never have phone sex with you, but I love you. He doesn't care. So, is there anybody that you want to call?
Oh, shit. I got numbers. Hold on. I don't know. Why don't people call in? Somebody. Kid, Bad
Before
Fish.
Before people call in, hang on.
Fractal.
Hang on a second. Well. Before people call in, I want to call the guy that we called 2 weeks ago that said, I think we accused him. It was you and me, Gunner, if you remember. We accused him of raping me.
Yeah, I remember everything. Okay. So.
And he said he was going to trace us and find us, and we will be found. And he's like, at least know how to call without showing your number. So I think I'm going to call him back and ask him why he never found us. Are you up for that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. If you guys want to hear this, it's on the February 23rd show. Kind of towards the end. He called twice. He called back after we hung up. Charlie Sheen is on the motherfucking scene. Charlie Sheen. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Joel?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Stacy. This is from, I called you on February 23rd, like around the same time, maybe closer to about an hour later. But you said that you were going to trace us and find us, and I was just wondering why you haven't found us yet. Gunner, he hung up on me.
C'est la vie. Such is the story of my life. Nobody ever wants to talk to me.
He wasn't even... I was trying to talk. I'm going to call him back.
I'm just a miserable, lonely troll.
Hello? Oh, pick up and hang up.
Try to call this guy. I told him his wife was cheating on him with me, and then he said he was going to shoot me with a shotgun, and he told me to come down to the local mall that he would kill me. I thought maybe it'd be a good guy to call.
Is this some random guy? You don't actually know him?
He's a Facebook guy. Like, I called his wife's cell, and then he got on the phone. You know how, like,
Wait, on your Facebook, or?
No, it was Open Book.
Oh, okay.
You know, some guys don't think women can handle phones, so they, like, take it from their wives. And then they're like, come down here, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah. I just want to say, before I go on, what just happened is a perfect example of how to get a prank caller to stop calling you. And I know I mention this a lot because it's just fucking true, okay? Don't fucking tell them you're going to trace them and shit. Hold on a second. Alright. So, let me call this guy. And you want me to talk, you said? Or did you want to continue what you were doing with him?
No, you can talk. Just say that you're sleeping with his wife.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got this.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording an error,
Judas,
please check the number and try your call again. And
then I don't know. Sometimes
all my numbers are failed.
Message.
Judas should post us some other really awesome numbers.
Oh, okay.
I think we should hit up the tiny chat.
Well, you know what I want to do is
Brad County. Fractal. Any of you guys got, like, any numbers? Just post it in Tiny Chat, and we'll go ahead and call them.
Brad sent
just
me,
the most stupid shit.
Brad sent me some stuff, which I'm going to call him about in a bit, but I want to talk to Haywood for a second here, for a few minutes. God, in this picture on Skype, he looks just like my ex-husband. It's really freaky.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, Haywood?
What's happening?
Hey, I was stalking your Facebook today, and you actually don't look like my husband as much as you do in your Skype picture.
Good.
That's really the only picture, is your current Skype picture. So I'm just wondering if you can just change it and maybe delete that picture from your Facebook so I don't accidentally see it?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But I appreciate your asking.
How do you appreciate it?
I don't know. It just sounded funny.
So, if you guys did not hear the phone show last night, you need to download it as soon as Brad is done with it. Because there's an epic story of a man called Jason Heckathorn who has completely erased himself from the internet. But Haywood found him once again.
And fell right into my lap.
Yeah, you didn't really find him. He found you.
Yeah, it's
sort
awesome.
Of. Well, you ran into him, and then somebody else found you because of him.
Yeah.
This kind of inspired a messedup.net/majorlosers reunion, and I just want to know if you've been inspired by that in any way.
If I have?
Yeah, has that inspired you to do anything with your porn site that has become...
There's no porn on it. Look. Check for yourself.
Well, did you change it today?
Yeah, I'm totally going to bring the site back, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but it's going to be something funny. And I want to set up some, like, private forums that we can all go into and plan and plot evil shit without anybody seeing it.
Yes.
And then I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of the site. Maybe just write funny stuff or... I don't know.
So,
something.
So, monster cock competition ends with cream pie and facial is not porn.
Is that on the front page of the site?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Top refers.
There's a fat black lady on the toilet on the front page
top
of the site.
Referers.
Oh, the referers thing. Yeah, I got to pull it out.
No, I know what that is. I mean, I'm just kidding.
Roxy, what's the link for that?
It's messedup.net.
Yeah, no, just the one, the monster cock one.
Oh. go to messedup.net, corrupting you since 2002, and check that shit out. Actually, it's kind of been corrupting since 2001, if you count Major Losers stuff.
Yeah, but 2001 doesn't rhyme. 2002 is actually when I registered the domain, I think. Maybe it's 2003, I don't know.
Corrupting you since 2003. Corrupting me since 2003. Doesn't quite have a what ring to it, does it?
No, not quite as much. I don't remember. I used to have slogans on the site. I just don't remember them anymore. Do you remember any of them?
Wait, what was the question again?
There were slogans on the site.
Slogans.
I don't remember a lot of them, though.
Yeah, I don't really remember any of them.
Like, sodomizing the internet since 2002, that was one of them.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's just
remember
not as funny anymore.
Yeah, but you know what you should do? Brad Carter said bring back all your old articles. I agree. I think Mike Molitino needs to make a comeback.
Oh, did I? I got that domain name back. I lost it for like 5 years, and then I just recently got it back.
Cool.
Some douche bought it from me because I forgot to renew it, and then he sold it back for like $50.
Oh, yay.
Got it again. The Mike Molitino articles would be awesome.
Oh, I love those, dude. Mike Molitino.
I live in Forest Grove again, so I'll have plenty of inspiration. There's meth heads all over around here. I can listen to them talk.
Mike Molitino just doesn't give a shit.
No, he's a hard motherfucker.
That's what I like about him. He just doesn't care.
He ain't afraid to go to jail, bro.
And he's got like 4 kids with different fathers.
At least. I'm going to have to update the storyline. He's probably going to have like 8 kids by now.
Yeah, but none of them are actually his.
Well, no, not the black ones.
Yeah. Just maybe.
The white might be.
White, maybe. What was his girlfriend's name? She worked at
Cheryl.
Walmart. Cheryl, yeah, she worked at Walmart.
Yeah.
Classic. Classic.
Oh, that reminds me. They have a Walmart in town, too, so I can go take pictures and stuff.
All you gotta do is go to peopleofwalmart.com.
That's true.
Seriously.
Can you sing the Sitting on the Toilet song for me?
No, not really. Sitting on the Toilet? I forgot the lyrics after that part.
That's all of us. Sitting on the Toilet.
Now I'm gonna flush. There. I think that's all the lyrics.
That song is amazing. I'm sorry.
So we're gonna do a prank call, Haywood. Are you in or are you out? Because
I'm in. I'm not gonna try the Indian thing again though, because that totally failed yesterday.
It was good, dude.
It failed though.
Are you all in, balls to the wall?
Sure.
Whatever you call it.
Sure.
Okay, we have a couple of options here. You can call a meth head. Let's see what it says. I'll give you the option because you're going to do the call.
All right.
Jeff the Drunk from Howard Stern. This man will get, and then option 2, this man will get extraordinarily angry at you. Option 3, random number from Open Book, Lost Souls Contacts. And option 4 is a phone number for a battery, and you can ask about using it to make meth. That was the meth call I was referring to.
Let's do that.
You want to do that one?
Let's call the battery company.
Is that closer to home for you?
Exactly.
Okay.
I just saw like 3 meth heads today.
Okay. Well, put your meth.
Come on, you're from Plano. Like, you didn't see 4.
Plano is heroin.
Oh.
It's a little different.
Hello? Jeff Fireworks. Can I help you?
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Hi, Andrew. What's going on?
Hi. I was wondering, have you heard of people making meth, amphetamine out of batteries?
Not necessarily.
Are you sure about that? Do you have any customers that are currently doing that? Because right now I'm trying to set up an operation, and I'm really trying to figure it out. And it's like I can't get any of the ingredients right. I just blew up my bathroom last week, like put a huge hole in the wall, and my kid was running around with skin melting off his face. And it's like, man, it's time to call a professional. You know what I mean? Can you help me out with that? You're a battery expert, right?
No, I'm a CE.
A what?
Customer engineer. What's up?
But have you heard of anybody doing that? Can you provide me with any help?
Not really.
My son will be incredibly appreciative. And actually, his medical bills are going to be through the roof, so I got to hurry up and make this meth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've got to get this done, like, yesterday. So it'd be cool if I could get some help with this. I've been on the internet and stuff, and there's all these weird recipes, but I figure I'd call someone that knows.
Can I help you, big guy?
Well, I'm not very big. I mean, I make meth. I try to gain weight. I ate a sandwich last month. It was delicious. But do you know anybody that does that, that makes that stuff?
No.
Help me out. Nobody. So all the people you deal with just use batteries for, like, flashlights or what?
No, I'm using
another battery. I think you're holding out on me. Listen, dude, I'm not going to cut in on your territory, okay? Just between me and you, I'm not... I live nowhere near you. I'm not going to cut in on your territory. I know what you're doing over there. I the front's pretty awesome. It's pretty clever, but...
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to cut in on you. Just help a brother out here. Help a brother. I'm not going to sleep. Are you kidding me? Come on. Help me out, dude. I'm not going to cut in. I'm not going to step on your toes. I just need to know the right stuff. Hello?
Yeah, he didn't want to give you his recipe, dude.
Apparently not. He didn't even get mad.
Well, you could tell he was getting a little uncomfortable with the whole thing.
I know.
I love it when people get uncomfortable. Yeah.
What is it that he sells batteries?
Yeah. Tell him that maybe you can get mad at him for hanging up.
All right.
Be like, dude... I need this.
Hey, has anyone here ever sucked dick for coke?
Not yet. Then we can call a third time and apologize. Be all sweet. He's not gonna answer.
You have reached Jeff Weibrich with Emerson Network Power.
Please enter your password.
Oh.
Whoops.
I'm sorry. That is not the correct password.
Aw, asshole.
He changed it.
Yeah, stupid ass. Oh my god, I have Katy Perry's number. Judas just posted Katy Perry's number. I love Katy Perry. The only way I found out about her is because someone said she looks like me, but I listened to her music, and I absolutely love her. Oh. Hey.
Let's call her, dude.
Hey, Wood. I gotta go. I got, like, so many people wanting to do stuff.
Alright. I'll go back to listening.
Messedup.net.
It will be cooler next week.
Yes. Awesome. Talk to you later.
Alright, later.
Alright. Tombstone.
How you doing?
You're 24 minutes late for the show.
Sorry. I was rummaging through the junkyard looking up cell phones. Lithium batteries make the best meth.
Gunner had to take your spot.
Fuck Duracell. Fuck Energizer. Lithium.
I didn't take shit.
Gunner, doesn't it sound like he just ran a marathon?
No one can replace Tombstone. He is just the best. Let hear that enthusiasm.
Gunner's the best. Gunner got musical talent. I don't know how to sing or play guitar.
I would bang your chick. I'm just saying.
Wait, what?
if you can't fill in. It's okay. Gunner said,
He hung up.
It's a joke, wow. Tombstone. Thanks a lot, Gunner. Now he's going to hate me more.
I'm sorry. I spent the whole day with fucking my friend who's got the dirtiest sense of humor.
You can't scare away my co-host. Oh, it's a big plan to make you the real co-host, isn't it?
I don't have any plan. I just thought it'd be funny.
I think, I think Samantha should call in if she's listening, but I don't know where she went.
Call him back. I'll apologize, and then I'll let you guys do your thing, and I'll take off.
No. You're not going to go away. You're here to stay, Gunner. But I'll call him so he can apologize. He's not going to answer, though. I mean, the call's not even going through. It actually is forwarding.
I think he blocked me. Yeah, he blocked me. Okay, this is the stupidest shit. Let's just call the numbers. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's not try to, like, do PR or anything. Or what's it called? Yeah, we don't need to do PR on the show. Who fucking cares about public relations? The public hates us. Fuck the public. But
well,
Tombstone...
Isn't the whole point of the show?
Tombstone, I love you. I just want you to know that. That, like, I'm not going to have phone sex with you, but I love you. So... Thanks for nothing, fucking jerk. God. Okay. I'm calling Arby. Arby CP, get ready. I'm calling you. I can see him on the cam. He's like, whoa, I'm getting a call. Hi, Arby.
Hi.
Hi, Arby CP.
Hi.
Hey,
hi, Gunner.
If Tombstone wasn't able to, would you fuck his girlfriend for him?
If Tombstone wasn't able to?
Yeah. Would you fill in?
No, because she's over there on that side of the country.
Well, okay.
And also, I only like men.
Okay. I'm totally cutting that part out of everything you said tonight, and I'm just going to play that.
Okay.
Totally,
it's a deal.
Yeah. You would date Gunner, though, right?
What?
You would date Gunner.
Sure, why not?
You guys need to hook up.
That's so fucked up that Tombstone hung up on that. Like, well, you can't say anything about his girlfriend.
Well, he can say fucked up shit to me, like, you know, I like period blood when
yeah,
I'm on
he can,
my period.
Yeah, he can tell me I like dickhole play or something, but no, you can't. He didn't even say anything that bad.
He can ask you 2 weeks ago how often you get erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, but don't say anything about his girlfriend, because he has to protect her.
Hey, Bradley, what's dickhole play?
I probably used the wrong term. There's, like, a special term for it, and Tombstone was obsessed with it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he,
but
he
what,
was
but what
people.
Is it? I never heard of it.
We'll I don't know. Look it
video.
Up on Google.
We'll show you
I
the video.
I don't have a computer.
I'm not sure either.
Hey, Brad, last night you were doing these Blockbuster calls, or was that just today? I forgot. Did you do that on the...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you do that on the phone show last night?
Yes, you know I did.
Okay, I forgot if it was today or yesterday, because it was really fuzzy. But it was both.
Yeah, yeah, okay. We called up one of the Blockbuster ladies, and the son answered again and said the mom was at work, so... Apparently she doesn't take her cell phone with her anywhere.
Oh, is that who you wanted to call? That person?
Yeah. Yeah.
The same person? Okay.
Yes. Here's the number. And it's probably just going to be the kids.
Wait,
again, so it's pointless.
I got it. It's Christina, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to talk again? Do you think?
Yeah, I'll talk to the kids, because the mom's not going to be there.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Gunner, do you want to talk?
Gunner, it was funny. Today, Brad was all, like, asking for his mom, and the kid was like, no, and then the kid goes, can I ask who's calling? And Brad goes, no. And the kid goes, okay.
I scared him.
Yeah.
That was a great story.
It was funny.
You had to be there.
What am I doing? Do you want me to talk?
Yeah, ask for Christina.
Ask for Christina?
Yeah.
Or I could ask for her, and then if it's just the kids, you could take over.
Yeah, you... Whatever, guys.
I'm bored with the kids.
I'll transfer it to you.
Okay. Because Brad knows the story. This lady apparently started yelling in the Blockbuster and was mean. Yet she was the one with the late fees.
What'd she do? Turn off her voicemail?
Or no, it wasn't late fees. It was something else. Jeez.
I'm pretty sure it's a cell phone. That's weird that it's just ringing.
You can turn off your voicemail, though. That way...
Yeah, I think that's not a cell phone.
Oh. Is that the same number we called earlier?
I think so.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, it's like an independent phone company.
Huh.
You want to call about a backyard pro trampoline in Naperville?
Can we call Katy Perry?
Let's call Katy Perry and ask her for that.
If it is, and can you tell her, if you talk to her, just tell her about how much I look like her or something, just something stupid.
Oh my god, my friend Rock, they look just like you.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Katy Perry is.
I don't know. Maybe ask her if we can email her a picture of me.
Quit trying to be cool. You know who she is.
I have her email.
I'm not talking.
For all your messages, press 1. To leave this person a message, press... Here are your latest updates.
Hello, everybody. It's Katy Perry, also known as Kitty Purry. I hope you're okay wherever you are in this world. I am in New York City right now. I'm about to start getting dressed for this big ball. It's called the Met Ball. It's at the Metropolitan Museum.
Boring.
So that's one of those numbers, like, they were big a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, all the celebrities had them. It's like a message board, and you can leave your own or something. Leave your own message after hers, I think. I don't know.
That's kind of disappointing. It's not
her at all. It's just some public number for the fans.
Yeah.
You're a big failure, Judas.
Thanks a lot, Judas.
Thanks for nothing, Judas.
Jerk. Call in right
ban,
now.
Can I ban Judas from Tiny Chat for that?
No. No. I love Judas. Well, okay. I don't love him. I don't know him that well. But, yeah, I'm going to play the call-in number so people can call in.
You're listening to The Fun Show with OMG. On the Cacti Radio Network, call in at 484-240-4050. 484-240-4050.
Okay. So...
I recognize that other song that was playing in the background.
Yes. That is going to play tonight. It's a special...
The fast one, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I like it fast. I like it really fast.
I've heard.
No, you did not hear. Who did you hear from? Hi, Tombstone.
Hey, how are you doing?
You okay, bro?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay.
Can I hook up with Snowball?
Can we just not talk about her on air?
Her name's Snow White.
Roxy?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you, do you think maybe on next week's... Well, no, actually, I'm telling you. On next week's show, I don't want Tombstone on.
I'll think about it.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Badfish, what do you want us to call you? Because you have so many names.
You can call me whatever you want. It's all good.
Oh, okay.
Does she call you Snowman? Like, do you have a cute name?
Nikki. Nicolas.
She calls you Nikki? That's your pet name?
I call him Little Nikki.
Little Nicky.
Big Nicky. Big boy.
All right. I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I call it my icicle.
Hey, Nick Walters, you want to call someone and ask if they're too fat for if you're too fat for their trampoline?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do it.
Okay, let's do this shit.
By the way, I'm advertising two things tonight. One, after the tone.org.
I'm best with a backup. Does somebody want to be my gay lover?
Oh sure. God, no.
Tombstone.
Come on, somebody.
Hello?
Yes. Yes. Hello. I'm calling about the trampoline.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a backyard pro, correct?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. This is a sort of a rectangular trampoline, correct?
Correct.
Yes, yeah, so it's kind of like inside the box or whatever. Because me and my lover were kind of outside of the box. How much weight do you think that this thing could support?
I have no idea. Usually one person jumps on at a time.
You see, I'm about 500 pounds, and my lover Chris, he's about 450, and we were just wondering, you know, if we really got active on top of it, if you know, what would happen.
Did you hear her kind of talking at the end about it?
I think we should call back.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she was saying?
Did I do good background noise or was it too much?
I didn't hear it.
I could barely hear it. What was she saying, Brad?
It was wonderful.
Did
no,
you
Nick,
hear it,
my
Brad?
Background noise.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
Tombstone
even know. I
in
couldn't
the background.
Hear it.
What was your background noise, Tombstone?
I was like, "Hey, baby, don't say my weight. Oh my god!" And I was like,
totally heard
"We don't care if it's rectangular. Just ask if you could support two people."
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Well, I want to have a background noise type thing. You know, I move my phone.
You get back on then. If you were doing the background, you get in now.
I can be the boyfriend if you want.
Just turn your
okay, you do it
and talk a different direction from the microphone, and it'll sound like you're in the background. But you can still hear it. Like that.
Hello, ma'am.
This is her husband. You're calling 11:30 at night. It's too late to be calling.
What? I'm sorry.
It's too late to be...
Hello?
Wow, boy, I think he got a big... Oh, boy, his wife.
What?
That didn't work.
This is terrible.
Fail.
That turn out better?
Yeah, that was better background noise. That was really good. Hey, Nick Walters,
aren't you going to call him once more?
Sure.
I want him to yell.
Okay, we haven't gotten anyone
good
to yell
yelling
yet. Why isn't Charlie Sheen called yet?
Charlie Sheen.
Please
Charlie
leave your
Sheen.
Message for...
Charlie Sheen is on the motherfucking scene. Charlie Sheen.
Record your message after
Charlie
the tone.
Sheen. Rub it all over. Charlie
when you're finished
Sheen.
Recording, hang up.
Charlie
for
Sheen.
Delivery options,
drinking my big dick water.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Yo,
he's
yo, yo,
scene.
Baby.
Drinking my big dick water for Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. Rub it all over. Charlie Sheen. Oh.
Yeah, you need to learn how to answer
Tiger
your
blood.
Fucking phone.
Tiger blood. Big kitty Charlie. Charlie
Sheen. You're never
Charlie
gonna sell
Sheen.
Your trampoline. You're never gonna sell your trampoline if you can't answer your fucking phone.
I had sex with your dog.
That's a nice ending.
I like imitating Rappy.
Rappy's
Charlie
so cool.
Sheen.
Rappy's
Charlie
too cool
Sheen.
For the show. Rappy is too cool for the show. I tried to call him.
I am an official rappy impersonator.
Where's Gunner?
You should start putting on concerts, Tombstone.
No. I'm the person that does interviews and, you know, stuff that he's too good for. Like interviews and autograph signings, you know, and like TV show appearances, you know, like morning shows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, but we should try and get you booked on some sort of a show, Tombstone, as Rappy. Like to do an interview.
Really? Oh, God.
You know what we should do is just try to get him booked as Tombstone. Like, really talk him up. Like, he's a real celebrity.
No, wait. Do we have, like, the numbers of, like, CNBC and, like, Fox and shit like that? We could try to call up and say that he is an artist who has made a song about Charlie Sheen.
You know what? Actually, what I do have is the phone number to a newsroom. And I got it a while ago, and it's like a local newsroom. But
local as in Plano news.
It's not in Plano. It's in some other city. I think actually maybe Nick Walters might have given us this number. Somebody
really?
Did.
Okay. Yeah.
Stupid
did you?
Nick.
Did you?
Somebody, I might have. I don't know. Somebody gave us a number.
Crazy
shit. Let's call it up. Let's say we want to give an interview. Let's.
I really can't find it right now.
Oh,
and
damn.
So I can't find it. But the person that gave me that can call me. And actually, anybody can call. Oh my God! Guess who's calling?
Oh my God! Who?
Rappy.
Hey.
Are
what
you
up?
Are you too cool for the show?
No. I just was busy. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Went to church and I got lost in the whole Jesus thing. Are you guys on
the
air?
Pews.
Yeah, actually, yes,
there's like,
I called you earlier.
There's two Rappies on now.
Nice. I called
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Yo, double Rappy.
Rappy.
Rub it all over.
Hey, Rappy. Yo. Where my dog at? Hey, Rappy.
Sure, yes, ma'am.
I called you earlier in the show because
yeah.
I got Charlie Sheen's number, and I texted him and told him about
your
song.
You talk to the real deal? You're shitting me.
No. The phone doesn't accept phone calls. So I had to text him, and I gave him the Fun Show phone number for him to call back, and he hasn't called back.
Oh, can you text him the YouTube link?
I told him to YouTube search Charlie Sheen scene song or something like that.
Will you please... Let me go... Oh, can I text message you the text to forward to him? Is that okay? Is that, like, too weird? Is that okay?
No. You can do it. You can do that.
Wow.
Brad disappeared on us. I just want to let you guys know, for the record, I did not hang up on Brad. He's going to say that I did, but I did not.
Gotcha.
So... Two people just dropped from my show, Gunner and Brad.
Yeah.
And I did not hang up on either. Just for the record.
Well, that was a pre-show. The official show starts at 12:45 Eastern Time when Rappy and Tombstone come on.
Okay.
What up, Tombstone? How you doing, Big Sexy?
I'm doing pretty good, McBaby.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You just called him Nick.
McBaby.
Oh, Mick. Mick. So, Rappy, do you want to do a phone prank with us?
Sure.
For old time's sake?
For old time's sake, yeah, for last month's sake.
Oh, I just want to say, DEF CON.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a Rappy concert in my hotel room.
Hell yeah.
Unless you can get a, like, a real,
No, I don't want a real one. I just want
like
to play in your
concert.
Hotel room. I don't want a real one.
Okay. I have this one thing that says, this guy will get extraordinarily angry at you, but I only see 9 digits. I'm not X-Mania. I need a 10th digit. All right. I have Jeff the Drunk from Howard Stern. Would you like to talk to him, Rappy?
Oh, so who is it?
Jeff the Drunk from the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, no way. Wonderful.
Yeah,
hello, sir.
I don't know if he's going to answer, but he gets really pissed.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I never really listened to Howard Stern.
Me neither.
I watch Howard Stern when there's like porn stars and shit on there.
Let's
Who's Howard Stern?
Let's let Rappy do this.
Okay, I'll do it.
Talk about water dick if you get lost.
Water
and
dick?
Don't know what to say.
H29 for H29 inches.
He's not going to answer.
Hello. No one is available to take your call.
Wow, this Please is like an answering machine.
I'll leave a message.
Hey, you dumb clucker. You ever clucked for a nickel? This is the old pal, Rappy McMotherfucking Rapperson, and I'm here to take a dump on your face. Meet me behind Taco Bell at 3:30. You heard? And bring water. Makes your dick all big and sexy. Yeah! Some fun for me to suck on. This has been brought to you by The Fun Show. Fuck you!
Nice.
Have you heard any of the show, Rappy?
Say it again?
Have you heard any of the show tonight?
Oh, no, I was in church. I was lost in the world of Jesus Christ.
That's what I said. I told everyone when you didn't answer that you were probably at church.
Yeah, no, I was at church. There's this girl I like there.
Well, it is Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Merry Ash Wednesday, everyone.
Merry Ash. Ash Caton and Ashley Olsen.
Hey, Samantha.
Hi. Did you actually want me to call you, or was Brad just joking?
No, I don't know. Brad probably wasn't joking. But
what?
Brad never jokes.
He hung
Brad
up on me.
Brad is a man of his honor.
So,
Brad is a man of his word.
Who is that?
That is Rappy
Jerry.
Mick Rapperson.
Yo, Rappy, happy belated Biggie Day.
Samantha is crazy. Samantha, I have a random number from Open Book. His name is James Jackson, and he lost all his contacts. Do you want to talk to him?
Sure. You're kind of cutting out, though.
Okay. His name is James Jackson, and he lost all his contacts.
Okay.
So.
By the way, before we call James, I think everyone should check out Rappy's Facebook, where you can see the only chapter read by a celebrity, by Rappy McRapperson, and also 5 minutes of
Wait,
gospel
is his
therapy.
Name Jesse Jackson? James?
James.
James.
James Jackson.
James. Hello. No one is available.
Aww.
I did listen. Let's call Charles.
Hey, Tombstone's got onto something, though. Rappy did read a PLA chapter, and if you don't count me, then yeah, he's the only celebrity that's read something.
Yeah, exactly. And he also added 5 minutes of his own gospel therapy. In the Jesus, out to Satan.
Rappy, dude.
Yeah.
Hey,
Facebook.com/TheSamantha is where you can find that.
No. Just look for Rappy McRapperson on Facebook, dude. But
he's a friend of mine, so you could just add me first and I'll just give you the link. Hey, one of Trailer Park Tina's friends added me to Facebook, and I added her just because it would make my 400th friend, and I felt so monumental.
Aww. Let's celebrate. Rappy.
By the way, Rappy is the
I
only ordained rapper
say.
In Lake Hills and the number one faith-based healing endorsed by the Vatican.
Yes. It's all
Sexual
about healing.
Healing.
I just need to make an announcement. My virtual boyfriend, Fractal, is now in Tiny Chat, so if anyone wants to mess with me, you need to go through him first.
I thought your virtual boyfriend was Bonzi Buddy.
No, it's Fractal.
Okay.
Okay, let's do a call. Do you have Charles's number still?
Can you put it in the tiny chat?
Oh, I don't know it.
I wanted to kind of try to do CNBC. Let's try to do CNBC.
Yeah. And say what? Are they taking calls right now?
No, let's just try to call them and try to say that we're like... live with Rappy McRapperson, who's
Let's call them and say we are anonymous.
There you go. Let's do that.
Okay, no, but the problem is, I don't want my house to get raided.
So. Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't think CNBC has the power to raid your house.
Well,
they have tracers.
Yeah, if you prank Apple, though, then they'll raid your house.
Let's stay away from anonymous stuff, okay?
NBC. NBC's more into raiding people.
Yeah. Well, I did have actually something to say to Robbie, but I forgot it.
It don't matter.
Because we kept interrupting you, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately. Hey.
I'm just chilling. I was super sick yesterday. Like some sort of flu type thing. And then, it's getting better. I think it's,
I don't give a fuck. This is prank call time, not talk about Rappy's health time.
Hey, don't talk to Rappy that way.
No way.
Don't talk to Rappy that way. Rappy is my best friend. Don't talk to him that way.
No, he's my best friend.
Kiss his ring, bitch.
Hey,
yeah,
right. Nick Walters.
Yes.
Do you have anything going on that you want to talk about?
No, not actually. I was gonna say, you know, call the CNBC, but other than that, I'm like, I've got like weird research chemical drugs, and I'm like building a alcohol still. If that's interests anyone.
Oh,
that is. Yep, that's interesting. That's still alcohol stills are very interesting. There's a lot of science behind it.
Why don't you just brew moonshine in your bathtub?
Okay, how about Sheena Blackburn? She's back in Salem. And would love to talk to her old buddies.
Yeah, go ahead and paste that in.
We're her old buddies. We're her old buddies.
Nick Walters.
Yes.
It's getting crowded in here, but the Craigslist show, right? Friday night?
Yeah, yeah.
The what?
I guess that's... Oh, shit, was that supposed to be tonight, or was that tomorrow, or...
No, you know, actually, 2 days from now.
I don't even know. I think it was... It's night or something, and I'm not sure when it was supposed to be.
You should probably go figure that shit out, but what's the URL?
The URL.
It's radio.nickbrianwalters.com.
Is that Brian with an I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not all fucking weird. I'm not fucking... the only reason why it's, like, all spelled out like that is because I'm Nick Brian Walters, and the only reason why I have my middle name and my URL is because there's already somebody out there on
with IMDb. The name Nick Walters, and I couldn't think of anything funny or original, so I put my middle name in it.
Samantha.
There you go. Exactly.
Nick, you're starting to sound like Captain Crunch. No offense to either one of you, but that was just long, drawn-out explanation, just like Captain Crunch does it. It reminded me of Captain Crunch.
And in jail, I used to play backgammon with all the prisoners in the lunchroom. And I used to whisper. And the guards wouldn't listen to us. But yeah, for my protection, I told people how to make free phone calls over games of checkers and backgammon.
All right, Nick Walters, it's been great talking to you.
I made a lot of friends.
Craigslist show Friday night. Everyone listen, nickbrianwalters.com, right?
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Bye, dude.
Yeah. One thing so used to before, like I remember growing up working with Steve Wozniak, used to type in https://www. But now the internet has evolved, so you don't have to use that anymore.
Hello, Tim Stone.
Hey, Aiki-san.
What you got going on tonight, buddy?
Oh, nothing. I'm bored.
Hey, I posted a number.
All right, we're gonna call a phone number. Bye, Aikison.
Wait, what? What about me?
Bye.
Aw.
I love that guy though. He's awesome. All right, Samantha, we're gonna call your fucking number, and you can talk.
Oh, okay, fine.
Or Tombstone, whoever.
No, I'm new here. Okay, it's my first call night. Fucking back off.
Tombstone can do it too. We only have 6 minutes left.
Sheena!
Who is this?
It's Samantha! Long time no talk. What's up, girl? I got your number off Facebook.
Yeah?
How you been? Did you pop out?
Good. How you been? Who is this?
Yo, it's Samantha.
Samantha?
Don't kid around. You know who it is. Where are you working now?
What?
Where are you working now? Are you still a stripper?
Yeah, but only on the weekends. You know, my week's kind of tied up with escort. So.
Oh, you one of them high-class bitches now.
I rock it all day. What?
Rock out with your cock out, girlfriend.
Jam out with your clam out. What's up?
Woo! So what are you doing tonight?
So what are you up to?
You know, same old, smoking crack.
Hey.
Popping out some kids, going to welfare.
I just want to say Nick Walters is high. Tonight.
Pass the lithium meth. I want the lithium meth. Ugh.
You did what?
I got the lithium meth. I only got the regular kind.
Okay, now, who is this again?
It's fun, Samantha. It's a show, it's also a show.
How many times do I have to tell you? You've been smoking that weed again?
Oh, dude, I'm baked, bro. I don't even know you.
You will.
Who is this?
Yo, so I'm going to come over right now.
You're going to come over to my house?
Yeah, you want to come.
Who is this dog, for real?
What are the GPS coordinates?
My GPS coordinates?
Yeah.
Probably located where your anus is, but... No, for real, who is this? Sam, who?
Sam. Who is
your best friend? Sam from prison? You're my friend.
What are you talking about?
You love you.
The big house?
Hey, Rappy, do you have some advice involving drinking water for this... Lady?
You gotta drink water, girl, and stay healthy. We're your friends. Yeah.
Girls who drink water got the tighter pussies. Men that drink the water get the bigger cocks. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, for real, if y'all don't think how the fuck this is, like, things are gonna happen.
It's hydrate fun, it's fun, it's also a show.
I'm gonna miss myself laughing, and that's not gonna be okay. Just tell me who this is.
Hydrate your best pussy, friend. Girl.
Hey, it's fun, it's a show, and it's also a show. That's all you need to know, lady.
It's a fun show.
It's a show?
It's fun, it's a show,
you
it's
win.
Also a show.
You just won!
Alright, she's gone. I gotta call this tattoo person.
Alright.
Hit me up. I know where to get good tattoos for cheap. It depends on the sides.
Okay, can I do this one, please? Can
yes,
I do this one?
Sure. And remember, it depends on the sides, not the size, but the sides with a D instead of a Z.
Wait. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I mean,
it depends on the sides.
Wait, say it again.
It depends on the sides.
Oh, the side of okay.
Not the size.
Yeah. Rub it all over. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, what up, man? I need to know about them tattoos. You know where I can get some tattoos on the DL? I need to tap my shit up, dog. Ruff.
Do you guys, I'm kind of hungry. I don't know if I can stay up very long, but do you guys think we should do an after show?
Yeah.
You know what we were doing last night, Rappy? On the phone show?
What?
It was my idea, so I don't want anyone accusing me of stealing this, but
no worries. Yeah, that's
right. My idea was we call up random numbers and just say rappy lyrics. So, like, we called up this hotel, and I told this lady, I read the gangster lyrics, I think it was a dude, and I was like, I don't like white people, you shouldn't too. And they're like, okay, don't even get me started on the Jews, okay? Like, just saying it, like, as...
Like a conversation.
Oh, we should call a hotel in, like, the South and ask to book a room in the white-only section.
You want to do that?
I want to try to do the rappy idea to the hotel.
Okay, guys, let's talk about this.
I've been practicing.
Maybe we should call the roadside in,
guys,
or roadway in.
I'm gonna play my favorite song. I'm awesome. And we're going to talk about this, and we will come back in 4 minutes.
Yay.
So everyone, stay tuned. Oh. Stay tuned for awesomeness.
Oh, I'm awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome,
awesome. All right, guys, we're back. I tried to play I'm Awesome again, but... never mind.
Okay, so can you explain to me where I know you from?
Oh, we don't actually know you.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys just saw my number and wanted me to call?
Yeah, we just want
to know
have
your
some...
brother.
No, we don't lie.
You know my who?
We have phone sex.
Brother.
Oh, which one?
The sexy one.
The one with the big dick. The one who drinks the water. Oh.
Okay,
come on.
So you know my brother's back.
You probably took baths younger. You probably seen his dinky dinky. You know which one got the big dick, girl. You know who's the water drinker in your family.
Rappy has officially left us. I gotta call Rappy back.
Okay, well, I'll have a good one, guys.
Alright, look up Rappy.
We're calling
the
wait, ladies.
YouTube.
Lady. We're
Rappy
calling the number one water drinker in Lake Hills. All right, H210.
She's gone.
H210 dick.
All right, guys. I think Rappy's battery died or something.
Dead batteries. Oh, make good lithium, baby. The dead
Hello, and
flows.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, he's gone. All right, Nick Walters, you can go to bed now if you want.
Yo, I'm Rappy
yeah,
number
you.
Two.
We're just gonna
I'm
do a
Rappy
little
number
after
two.
Show.
I'm here for you, people.
And Tombstone, stop. I can't hear anything.
All right. So, did you get some hotel numbers?
Yes, actually, that's what we're gonna talk about. We're gonna call a hotel. Bye. We're gonna let them know. Whoa, Tombstone's gone.
Did you kick him?
No.
And pretend to accidentally
said,
press the
like,
button?
He said bye. I thought he was going to do the hotel call.
What, the massage one?
No, the one where we were going to ask to be segregated and then say that that's what Rappy wants and he also wants all this other stuff.
Okay, but those are two separate calls because those are two great opportunities.
A massage parlor, that sounds like a great opportunity. What?
That's a bad call. That's stupid.
Oh, my God. No, I have, like, a good idea on that.
Good. Hang up, pick up your cell phone, and do it.
Over. Aw, Samantha, don't be mean.
Sorry.
Bye, Nick. Bye. Say bye.
Okay, then bye.
Aw, poor Nick. He sounds like legend right now. But Tombstone apparently hung up, and he was going to do the hotel call.
Why did we hang up on Nick?
Well, because he's high.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do a segregation call.
See, what I was thinking is that we act like that's what Rappy wanted.
See, but I think those are two separate call ideas.
Okay.
Because we might push it too far with either one of those before we can get to the other one. You know
you're
what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Wow, how ironic. I got a email from Plenty of Fish just now. So
Okay, Cupid is better, in my opinion.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go back to either one of them, to be honest. They're both kind of retarded. But anyway, let's call... name a city, please. Any city. And not any city. U.S. or Canada only.
Tennessee.
That's a state, not a city.
What's in Tennessee?
We're going to call a Tennessee hotel.
What's in Tennessee? What's the capital of Tennessee? I'll give you $5.
I don't know, but we are going to call Nashville, Tennessee, Opryland. No, that's probably too big. They're not going to answer. We're going to call the Country Hearth Inn.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't know why I had to announce that, but you can do it. Do you want me to be the celebrity?
For the next call?
No, I mean... Oh, well...
I'm going to do a segregation call.
Okay.
And then you can do the celebrity call.
Ah, I don't want to, but okay.
I didn't want to either. What the fuck happened to Tune?
The country hearth inn of Shelbyville is dedicated to the American innkeeping tradition. Our goal is to make the guests feel at home. Enjoy our hearth room, free incredible breakfast, free local coconut,
something smells funny,
and more. You'll find all the charm of a bed and breakfast.
I'll transfer you now.
What smells funny?
Your burp.
I hope I didn't piss my pants.
Is it moist?
No.
Is there sand in your vagina?
Mm-mm. Hi, it's my desk. Can I help you?
Hi, I would like to make a reservation.
When is it for?
March 21st.
March what? 13th?
No, 21st. That's not even close to what I said.
Oh, my. That is Monday, correct?
No. If today's the 9th, it's not next Monday.
March 21st is Monday?
Sure.
Yeah, you want what reservation, what date you want? 21st, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Check out when, ma'am?
The 23rd. And I have some specific room requirements, too. I was wondering if you could help me with.
Okay, 1 second. Just hold on.
Any time now? HTFU.
Okay, what kind of room you need? Smoking, non-smoking?
Non-smoking, and I'm going to need 2 beds, and I'm going to need it to be in the whites only wing.
In what? Right wing?
White. Whites only wing.
Whites only wing?
Yeah. Can you do that for me?
We don't know specifically what customers come in, you know, but I can give you these 2 rooms together. You know, I don't know who's coming and who's not coming. You know, I don't know specifically whether he's this or that.
Yeah, I don't really want to be around a lot of that riffraff, you know, I don't want to be hearing the rap music.
We don't have that kind of customers anyway.
So you don't have blacks, right?
No.
Never?
Well, we have few, but I don't know. But it's like, very rare to have any customers like that.
Do you... Because I'm, like, allergic to them, you know?
Well, I can't guarantee. That's the only thing. I don't know who is that, what name it is, and how can I predict that. So I can't give you a guarantee for that.
Well, don't you just have, like, a whites-only area?
No, we don't have.
I'm really disappointed. I mean, like, it's okay if they're, like, the janitors and stuff.
Take care, ma'am. You have a good day, ma'am.
Are you hanging up on me?
Was that a rhetorical question, Samantha?
Which part?
Are you hanging up on me? He's still there.
Oh, Brad, that's a good one.
We need to have Brad do this.
Yeah, I know.
Brad's really good at sounding serious. Yeah. Hey, Brad.
Hello.
I'm going to call a different
Hi,
one.
Hi, Brad! Oh, just your voice made me so happy.
Okay.
I'm scared now.
Okay, she I'm so happy. Like she's thinking of something evil.
You're just happy because I can't hang up on you like I was last night.
That was really mean, by the way. I really didn't like that. And then people were making fun of me in Irk and shit.
Irk? What's that?
Irk.
Oh, Irk. I see.
It's okay, Samantha. When I first started calling into the phone show, Brad hung up on me all the time. Like,
yeah, well, not used to that sort of colored treatment.
Well, he was always I don't want to talk about this, click. I mean, like, every time. So don't feel too bad.
Well, that was in the height of his career. Now he's just kind of grasping.
Back in the days when I had backbone.
Yeah, see, like, now, you know, he's begging me to call in and begging to let me on his show, on my show.
How the mighty have fallen.
He knows that he's totally failing right now because my show is taking all of his listeners.
Okay, let Brad
call. Okay. And every time I call in, you hang up on me.
I did not hang up on you this time.
Oh, okay.
All right, Best Western, Brad.
Do you like my fun show logo better or Fractals?
Well, yours is colored, so...
Thank you for calling Best Western Sunrise. This is Rod. May I help you?
Hi. I wanted to find out, do you have free continental breakfasts in the morning?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
Oh, what kind of stuff do you have?
Oh, continental, yeah. We've got make-your-own waffles, we've got hard-boiled eggs, and then we've got, yogurt, bananas, apples, and then all kinds of danishes. No donuts.
Oh, well, that's okay. That sounds great. I'm a homeless man in the area, and me and a couple of my friends are going to come in the morning. We're going to sneak in and eat that stuff. So could you tell me the best door to come in so that we won't get spotted and we can just kind of mingle with the... guests.
Is this Kevin?
No, my name is Alex.
Are you insane?
No. I'm homeless.
And as soon as you get here, you will be arrested on the spot. Are you crazy?
No, I don't appreciate you. He's trying to say all homeless people are crazy. That's not nice.
Hey, I was homeless once.
You were not.
Actually, I was. I slept in my car for
a few day?
Weeks. No, a few weeks.
How many weeks?
Like six.
A few.
How many that is was... a few?
Like 6 weeks.
Holy shit. What did you, like, do for stuff?
Well, I had a job. My job didn't pay enough.
He was a hooker
for 6 weeks. I worked at a restaurant, and I had a... job there, but it was not enough for me to drive back and forth from the restaurant to my mom's house.
A restaurant, wink, wink.
So you stayed in the parking lot?
No. I stayed in the city that the restaurant was in, because my mom's city was like 20 minutes away, and I just wasn't making enough money, so I decided
to... You were making enough money for some 20 minutes worth of gas?
You don't understand. Like, I used to live really close to the restaurant, and then I got kicked out of my apartment. Long story, Christina
For
Boggs.
For having loud sex?
Chris Rutherford. Long story. Arvin, you might remember the Christina Boggs thing that I did, where I
were
had...
You, were you an insane homeless person? Like, this hotel man thinks all homeless people are?
No, I was not crazy.
Where did you sleep? Like, how did you make sure some black man didn't come and... break your window open and rape you and impregnate you.
I either slept at the lake.
I think it happened.
I either slept at the lake or I had a friend that I met somehow. I don't even know how. And
I'm starting to sense holes in this story.
Night auditor at a hotel, so he was there from like 11 to 7. And he
couldn't hook you up with a room?
Listen. He would let me either use one of the rooms that hadn't been cleaned, which I thought was disgusting, or he would let me sleep in the parking lot without bothering me. And he would knock on my window at 7 a.m. to wake me up because the next person was coming in, and they would have called the cops.
Holy I don't think shit. Samantha's buying your story at all.
No, it's all true. And something else I did, when you're homeless, there's like a network of homeless people that hang out at Denny's.
Nice.
Why Denny's? It's quite expensive, isn't it? For homeless standards?
I don't know, but you could just go there and get coffee. But yeah.
I never thought of stealing breakfast when I was homeless.
Me neither. I never really stole anything, just people kind of gave it to me.
How did you shower?
Either you borrow somebody's shower, because like I said, there was like a homeless network, so like if somebody had a room or like a place to stay one night.
Then they're not homeless.
No.
You should have stayed homeless.
Never mind.
America's rough. Like, hearing these types of stories, like, really scare me. And do you know what else scares me? My friend who's pregnant told me, even though she's like, she makes $100K a year and she's married and has insurance, that it might cost her $7,000 out of her own pocket to have a baby.
Oh, it I'm only, like, are it you only fucking cost me, kidding me? It only cost me $3,000. I paid out of pocket. Because, anyway.
But she said if she has a C-section, it costs $7,000.
Well, okay. There's so many things I could say about C-sections and birth and crap, but I'm not going to.
Oh, no. I'm going to hang up. Samantha, I'm getting grossed out.
Samantha, if you're ever homeless, you got to be really resourceful, and you'll find...
What happens if a homeless person has a baby?
You don't have sex when you're homeless.
Like, yes, where do they get... Where does it bill them to?
Okay. Well, in the U.S., it's different than... I don't know. But
that's why I'm trying to understand it.
You just go into the hospital and you have the baby.
But then where? Who? How does it get billed?
Illegals do it all the time. You go
Seriously?
To like... Yeah, you go to look up Parkland in Dallas. Anyway, you can use your resources. You know, there's showers at campsites. And if one of your friends happens to have a place to stay that night, you just kind of visit them that day and take a shower there. And so you get into the homeless network, and let's say you can afford a room one night out of the month. Well, if you know, like, six other people and they can all afford a room one night out of the month, then you have 1 week out of the month where you can take a shower.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah.
Okay, but when the illegals go to have the babies, who pays for it?
Samantha doesn't understand
the tax.
United States hospitals at all.
The tax payers pay for it.
Really?
Yes.
What?
But do they send a collection agency after the immigrants or something?
Not if you're illegal.
So how do... I don't...
Samantha, I don't know. This is not
Do
Oprah.
They just give a fake name?
Sometimes.
Maybe. Maybe they don't give a social or something because they
Maybe
don't have
they
one.
They don't give any name.
You can walk into a hospital, like an emergency room, and just give them completely fake info.
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool to, like, go into a hospital? Like, I don't know, get a friend to injure me really good, and then I could go into a hospital to the emergency room.
This sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I could give all of Jason Heckathorn's info, his social and everything, and then he'd get a big bill for a hospital stay.
Hey, you know what you could do is just say that you have something like a kidney stone and you're really sick, uh-huh. Something that they can't find too easily, and then just be like, oh, I feel better, I want to be discharged, after they've already, like, run tests and shit.
But first, please give me an MRI.
Oh, you don't want all that radiation.
I'm not afraid of radiation. I'm invincible. Don't you remember the show last night?
Yeah.
So you really could charge it to someone else?
Yeah, you could get someone else's social and everything if you knew all their info.
Yeah, but you don't really charge it to them because they can just...
Yeah, it's not a charge. It's just they'll send a collection agency after them.
Yeah.
Like Murdoch broke his arm or something and they started sending him $30,000 bills.
Holy shit! $30,000?
Something like that. It was maybe $12,000. I don't remember.
Holy balls.
You know,
it's in the Hope panel video.
Samantha, here in the United States, hospitals cost a lot more because they do a lot of unnecessary procedures that they wouldn't do in Canada, because in Canada, they have to, the government, you know, pays for it. So whenever the government pays for something, they're going to cut out all the unnecessary procedures, such as circumcision.
Yeah, right. And, you know what the post office is like?
Yeah, well...
They don't know how to run a business.
I'm just saying, the only reason I want socialized healthcare in the U.S. is because they won't cut baby genitals anymore, which I think is disgusting. But anyway, this isn't Oprah.
Wait, what? What? Who won't cut baby genitals?
People in the United States circumcise their babies.
So do everyone.
No,
else.
They don't, actually.
Well, a large percentage of the developed world.
Yeah, it's like a common thing in most countries, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
It's not common in most countries. The U.S. is pretty much...
The developed countries.
Pretty much the U.S. and the Middle East are the big countries that do it.
This show is so political.
I know. Well, let's fuck all this shit, and we have 6 minutes left, so...
Hey, Brad, are you circumcised?
Spessa's
don't
online.
Even ask.
Let's call Spessa.
Okay,
yeah, okay.
Brad, give me your phone number. Brad, give me your phone number. Brad.
What?
Are you circumcised?
Don't. Samantha, I will hang up on you. Brad.
What?
What's her phone number?
Who's?
Do you really want to call Spessa?
Oh, no. She'd be pissed if we called her. She'd probably just be completely annoyed with me.
Well...
She doesn't like phone pranks anymore, I don't think.
Brad.
What?
Is your favorite color green?
I'm not answering that.
you're
being
an
like a tombstone
joke.
With your questions.
Hey, guys.
You should ask me if I suffer from erectile dysfunction.
I need to call a phone number. What should we do?
Phone number. You were going to do the Rappy McRapperson call, right?
Oh, yeah. You want me to do that?
Do it.
Okay, hold on.
Call Motel.
Okay.
Motel 6.
Well, I'm going to call Best Western.
No, Motel 6.
Well, I have a Best Western right in front of my face.
I command you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Galleria in Redondo Beach. If you know the extension of the person with whom you wish to speak, enter it now.
Can we call the Roadway Inn after?
Thank you for calling Best Western Galleria in. This is Jennifer speaking. How may I help you?
Yo, Jennifer, this is Stacy. I am the representative for Rappy McRapperson. Have you ever heard of him?
I have not.
Okay, well, I can wait while you YouTube Rappy McRapperson. Nah, maybe not. Rappy McRapperson, he's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He's done songs like the Fanny Pack song and I'm a Gangster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the one that goes, my fanny pack, you know it's on when you hear the snap of the buckle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that song?
I don't know that song.
Oh. Maybe you know his other song. It's called I'm a Gangsta. And it's actually under some other name, Josh Groban. But, it's I'm a Gangster. It goes, I'm a gangster. A straight up G. The gangster life is for me. And it says,
I also don't
like white people. You shouldn't, too. And don't get me started about the Jews. I'm a gangster. I drop bombs like Hiroshima. I'm a gangster. Bitch, suck on my wiener. You heard that one? Man, I was just getting into it. She hung up.
Oh my god, I didn't realize that he actually had, like, almost 100,000 views on his YouTube videos.
On the Charlie Sheen?
No, the My Fanny Pack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of his more popular ones.
Awesome song.
Like, people actually know about him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to listen now. You guys can talk.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye,
Let's
Samantha.
Call a Motel 6.
I love you, Samantha. Are you hanging up?
No, I'm
yeah,
just
I think
listening.
Just hang up on her.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to trick
you. Oh, my God. Is Rappy Brown? Oh, no. He's a white guy.
Hey, guys.
He's a little ethnic, I think.
We have a newbie. His name is Ants F.
Oh, hi, Ants F. He's not a newbie. He named the phone show like 2 weeks ago.
He did what?
He named the phone show.
He named it?
I don't know. He was in IRC or something, and he suggested a name for the show, and I stole it.
Oh, okay.
That's how I remember him.
Well, Fractal just gave me a phone number.
Oh, yay.
I don't really want to do a really long after show, though. I'm really tired.
You don't want to do a long what?
Hey, Brad, can I give you back the stream and you can do an after show?
No,
holy
I'm going
shit,
to sleep.
I Am a Gangster has 217,000 views.
Listen to Samantha. She likes Rappy now just because he's popular.
Hey.
No, I'm, like, in shock. I thought, like, you were just some guy, like, from nowhere.
My no? Walmart videos had, like, 200,000 views.
Yeah, my hey. Walmart videos had, like, 200,000. And I was on CNN.
Brad Carter.
What?
How about I give you back the stream and you do the show?
No, I'm not. I'm so tired. Tired. Like, as soon as you quit, I'm going to sleep.
Oh.
But, you know, tomorrow night, Carlito's doing a show for 3 hours.
But tomorrow night, I'm going to go out.
Well, don't go out.
Well, I'll go out.
How much? Do you guys know the prices of cars?
Of what?
That is so vague. Cars. I don't even know how to answer that.
Like, if I said the type of car, would you vague, like, generally be able to give me the price of it?
Maybe. Just tell me what it is.
Okay, a 2006 Audi A4.
Why don't you look on Craigslist?
2006 Audi, I don't know, 15 to 20,000.
Oh, that's it?
If you get a car from a dealership, you're usually paying, like, 10,000 at least.
What if you bought it new?
Probably 30 to 40.
Oh, okay. I thought it was more for some reason.
I have no idea what cars cost. I always go for the cheapest. That's why I drive a Focus.
Rappy McRapperson.
I don't drive
What's
cool
up,
cars.
Rappy? Rappy? Rappy.
My phone died.
Yeah, your phone died.
Rappy? Rappy?
Yeah, my phone sucks. Sorry.
Yeah.
We hate your phone so much. It's a good thing this isn't the phone show.
Yeah, Fractal Brad. And Wad 33 gave us phone numbers, but I think I'm going to go to bed. I'm really tired. I had a rough night.
Oh, you have to call one more.
It says 37,800 to 47,000.
Yeah, see,
who
we
do I have to call, Brad?
Just call one last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, one last one.
Your okay. fans okay. demand it.
Make it
okay.
Pick.
I'm going to call the Fractal number that Fractal gave me. He says it's a hooker motel and it's very sleazy. And I have to call Fractals because he's my virtual boyfriend, so I have to. Who's gonna
are you
talk?
Going tomorrow? Is
who's
it church
talking?
Day?
Huh?
Is tomorrow church day?
No, that was tonight. Oh. The Ash Wednesday was tonight.
Hello.
You're a Catholic Middle Eastern?
To warm up and stay dry.
No, I'm not Catholic.
February
and I'm not
is an exciting month
Eastern.
Here. We are busily preparing for the upcoming Valentine's
My religion doesn't
weekend,
celebrate
well
it like
the
Catholics
introduction
do.
Of our new VIP program. Visit our website for more information.
Click.
What happened?
Click.
Who's doing it?
Not me.
Not me.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, I want to do it.
Okay.
Just kidding. You can do it.
No, you do it.
No, I want to do it.
Okay.
No, you do it.
Okay.
But I want to.
Okay.
Do you think you can do it, Roxy?
Yeah.
But I want to.
You do it.
Okay. Is this a motel?
Yeah, the Hooker Motel.
That's what it's called?
No.
I wonder if there's a motel called the Hooker Motel.
Google it.
All right, I'm Googling it right now.
Roxy, I think for every number that doesn't answer, you have to call two more.
Oh, no.
Before the show ends.
I'm so tired. You don't understand. I had a really busy day.
I bet it wasn't that busy.
Yeah, actually.
I had a really busy day, too. Except I actually left the house.
Samantha's mean.
Alright, guys. I'm just going to let you guys keep talking. Good
what?
Night.
You're leaving? Oh, no. I'm leaving. I'm leaving, too.
I'm leaving first. Yeah.
Bye, Samantha. All right, we got rid of Samantha. Let's make some prank calls. No, I'm kidding.
Let's do it.
I'm so kidding. No.
Let's tell. Okay, let's at least tell her we did like an hour or two after she hung up.
Okay, we'll just tell her that.
Okay.
Fractal says sorry. Maybe they're not picking up because it's East Coast time. Yeah, but see, hotels are supposed to have like 20.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he's sleeping on the job. He's sleeping on the job.
Probably.
Well, here's a hotel in Birmingham next to an airport, and after this, I really am going to go to sleep, I swear.
Do it.
All right, Reppy's going to talk.
Me? In the hotel?
Reppy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reppy and Brad, take it away. You guys should sing a duet.
What should I do?
Call dinner for us.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I booked a hotel through the internet, and I want to get that. You heard? No, I ordered, like, it's room number 15, and it's mine now. Who may I ask you speaking with?
This is Jeff.
Who are you?
Hey, honey, can you ask about the white people-only rooms?
Yeah, we want a room with only the whitest of people because we want to visit the South in style.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, is my phone cutting in and out and in and out? Damn.
Sir, can you hear me okay? Hello?
I can't hear you.
Hello?
I can't hear you.
I think you're faking. I'm talking really, really loud. I hate white people. You should too. And don't even get me started about the Jews. Okay?
Your show is so racist.
What a jerk.
Sorry, I'm not very funny right now.
It's okay.
I don't think he could hear you very good.
Yeah, I don't think he could hear you. I don't think he was joking.
This week, Rappy, you need to upgrade your cell phone carrier.
Rappy, you need to call us on Skype.
I hate Skype. I don't know how to use it, and it frustrates me.
You just call and push the call button and call me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Who do you... I don't know. I was thinking about going with AT&T or T-Mobile. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm poor, so I'm with MetroPCS, so...
I think I'm going to get rid of my iPhone and just get a Nokia, like a monochrome screen.
Yeah. Fuck the iPhone. I've had enough of their shit. Yeah.
Who cares about the iPhone?
I really don't like Apple products. I think they're retarded. There's something always wrong. They don't test them out right. There's always something going on. I'm just tired of it. Mm. And I don't want to...
God damn it.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with it.
Me either.
Well, guys, thank you so much for making this show so awesome.
It wasn't that awesome.
Yeah,
it was, actually. Everyone contributed, and it was like a big, like, bukkake party, or whatever they call it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I contributed anything, though.
Yeah, you contributed a lot.
I gave you that number, and it didn't work, so I suck.
It's okay. I still love you.
Wow, thanks.
Not enough for phone sex. Sorry.
Damn it.
I'll try again.
Never win.
I know. I'm even, like, yeah. Never mind. But, hey, good night. Good night, Arby. Hey, you want to read the ratings?
Oh, jeez. I haven't even logged in. Do you really want me to?
Ratings report.
You really want me to?
Yeah. Let me know the last show that I posted. Like, a couple days ago, which was the March 2nd show.
It's going to take a minute. You should have, like, warned me, like, 5 minutes ago, and I could have it already.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm halfway logged in now, jerk.
Well, it's okay. I think we're going to go.
Okay, fine. You can ask me tomorrow.
Before you go,
yeah?
Can I send you a little tiny note that you can text to Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
Can I do that with you, Brad, or can I do it with you?
No, text to here. I'm going to give you a phone number to text, okay? Hold on
a
second.
Okay, cool, thank you.
All right. I'll have to get off the air and give you that number.
Okay,
no,
good
just
night,
give it on the air. It's okay.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
Bye, everyone. Bye, Rappy.
Bye,
Roxy.
You going, too? Is everyone going?
I think the show's over.
Yeah, the show's over.
Okay.
Roxy's pussy has to go to sleep.
We had a good show.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Do you guys like the outro?
I can't hear it.
Well, everyone.
How are you playing it? I can't even hear it.
It's okay.
Like, I can hear it in the background, but not really.
It's okay. It's been the fun show. It's been really fun. Thanks, everyone, for contributing. And please listen next week, Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Central.
Yeah. And Carlito tomorrow.
Carlito is playing tomorrow, Thursday nights, at 9 p.m. Central, I think.
Yeah. Be there with bells on.
With bells on. And go to RappyMcRapperson.com.
And Facebook.com.
Don't go to RappyMcRapperson. Go to RappyMcRapperson.org/part.
Go to Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Good night, guys.
Yeah.